Hi, welcome and welcome back to One Girl Stand Podcast. My name is Stacy Onditi, and I'm glad that you joined me for this episode. I was supposed to have an episode with AD. Yeah, we have recorded it. I haven't done the editing, so I was like, meanwhile, well, why can't I just like release this one episode? Yeah, that I'm doing. So it's like it's easy editing this one than the one that we are both. Anyway, my thing. Okay, so let's get into it. Hey, let me tell you, like, everywhere I'm going, people are talking about Valentine's. Like, oh, Valentine's, you see, people are posting status about Valentine's and everything. Everywhere is about Valentine's. So I was like, what about my single people? What about my single babies? I was like, they have to have guys to, you know, these girls were single. So I'm here with an episode, and I'm going just to tell you how to bag that man before Valentine's Day. So yeah, stay tuned. I've got you. So you found the guy you really want to date, or you've seen him around, maybe chatted to him a few times, might even have mutual friends, but he won't just ask you out. He doesn't know how you're feeling. He doesn't know you're feeling him. You know, with us girls, like, we show our intentions, and we shoot our shot by looking at you. Once you're looking at you and we look for more than like 5 seconds and you're not looking back, you know, yeah, if you get it, yeah, you get it. So I'm here to give you 7 sneaky but foolproof ways to get that dream guy. Like, trust me, I've used 1 or 2 in here somewhere, and this works like on all scenarios. Like, it might be texting, it might like you guys know each other, or he's just your crush, you know. But the most thing, like, you have his number, like, there's a way you guys are interacting. Damn. These are what you're supposed to hear. So let's like get down to it. So number one, be confident. Like, believe you're amazing. So like, we all know, like, confidence is attractive, and now there's a difference. You see, like, there's a difference between being confident and extrovert. I'm not telling you to change your, like, your all personality. If you're an introvert, just stay an introvert. Being confident is like, you know what you do, and like, you're sure of yourself. You get like how you dress, how you carry yourself, and things like that. If you don't feel like confident, you act it. You get like, you fake it till you make it. I really believe in that saying, like, if you don't feel something and you're supposed to be confident, you're supposed to be out there. If you don't feel amazing, you know, you can't feel amazing every day. Nobody feels amazing every day. But you have to act like you do. The moment, like, someone sees, like, you look amazing, yeah, they will believe it. And when they believe it, like, the aura will just come back to you. You get what you put out there in the world is what comes back to you. So if you put your sad, you'll be a sad person. Everybody will see a sad person. If you put your confident, and that's it. So like, this guy has to see that you're confident, like, you're sure of what you want. And yeah, while you're doing your things, like, you can stand tall, you stop worrying about what he thinks, yeah, and you speak clearly, you know, like, get your words correctly. Not like when you see him, then you start like, bitch, stop, that's not attractive at all. So, and then stop worrying about these things. Like, okay, in all this chase, I know like things about him, but don't try too hard. Guys hate that. Yeah, I think everybody hates that, because I do hate that too. Like, don't worry about what he thinks. Just be you, but be confident, yeah? Be out there a little bit. Then, yeah, stand tall, walk tall, stuff like that. So, number 2 is body language. Like, if you don't want to ask him with the actual language, like, when we're speaking, you can ask him with body language. Like, your body language can be felt even on text, when you're texting someone. Like, when you're with him, or when you're with him, look into his eyes. But don't stare, girl. But look. You get smile at him. Like, when he talks, show that you're interested. Like, you can nod your head. You get, when he talks to you, like, yeah, your feet are pointed towards him, not away from him. And then don't close your arms. You look like you're defensive. No, like, just be, you know, be interested. Like, I don't know how to explain it because you're not seeing me. I don't know how to put it, but just be interested, you know. Even on text, you know, someone can read your body language. Like, you text them hi and then you reply with a hi. Nowadays, I really don't believe in, like, every time a guy has to do the chase. If you want what you want, I tell you, girl, get it. Go get it. Go get it for real. Yeah. So even if it's on text, the hi, how are you? I'm good. Okay, that's nice. That's fine. Actually, that's nice. You initiate another thing. Like, how was your day? Like, oh, you start talking about your day. You know, that's a body language. Like, someone's, okay, this girl is interested. You know, even over text, that's a body language. It's easy to know who is interested in you and who is not. But how they speak to you, or how they respond when you speak to them. You know, like, you can spice things up if you guys talk, you know. Like, when he talks to you, you can, like, you know, touch him. I'm not, like, saying in a creepy way, like, just brush his arms lightly. When you're laughing, you can, like, touch his lap or chest, like, ah! Then you tap his thighs. You get what I'm saying? Can you picture it? Yeah, something like that. Or your chest or the arm. But do not be creepy, like, the hair and stuff like that. But, like, just be, I hope you're getting what I'm saying, just be free with him. So then, like, okay, number 3 is laugh together. Like, for my all eternity, I do not know anyone who doesn't want to be around positive, happy people. Like, it's just general, I think. And if you guys vibe, this shouldn't be hard. This works, I told you, like, this works in both girls and dudes. Like, I don't know if a girl wants somebody who's not happy. I really don't like being around people who are not positive. I'm not saying, like, don't tell me your troubles or anything like that, but you're trying to lure me. Okay, it's not luring. Luring is a very bad word for this. You're trying to show me that I'm a best match for you. So the first thing you're going to show me is, like, I can laugh with you, like, I can have an enjoying time with you, you know. I know, like, you have to show, like, a sense of humor. Okay, I know that you're not a comedian, but, like, you talk about things that make you laugh. Like, if animations make you laugh, like me, like cartoons, Rick and Morty, you know, things like that make you laugh, you can tell him, you know. Or maybe you just, like, say it, like, let's see, like, it's not something you've thought about it. Like, make all this not be, like, forceful. It's like you're following something, you know. You can say, okay, today this and this happened, and this man did this and this, and that made me laugh, you know. And you might find, like, it will make him laugh too, and he's like, oh no, this is a very, very good company to be with, you know. So, like, yeah, just find a way you guys can laugh together. And if he doesn't like the same things, like, if he doesn't laugh about the same things that you laugh about, then he will talk about the things that make him laugh. You know, you can, like, it might be, like, say, for example, a TV show, right? And for you, Ricky and Morty, or what's this called? F Family. I really love that show. Make you laugh or make you happy, right? And for him, it doesn't. Maybe for him, it's, what's this thing called? Family Guy. Yeah, maybe I don't like Family Guy. So, for him, it might be Family Guy. And that's more, that's what he appreciates. So he will be like, no, me, I don't like this and this, me like this. And then you'll get to know him much better. And they'll be like, oh, okay, that's good. And maybe what makes him laugh is something that can make you laugh too. Then, no, you guys can be like, okay, we should watch that show together. You know, you guys, so you get where I'm heading. Yeah, you guys can score a date. I'm just saying. It's easy. Yeah, I feel this way. Might be easy. Plus, it's a great conversator. Like, you don't have to be like, all the time. I don't have to let the guy start the conversation all the time. I find it very rude. Anyways, I really do find it very rude for, like, one party to start a conversation all the time. So, tip number four is to talk about the things you love to do. Like, if you two are going to have a successful date together, then you need to have something in common. You talk about your hobbies, talk about your favorite movies, talk about your favorite food, anything to get him to know you better. I told you that this is not all about him. It's not about what he wants. It's about what you want. You want him. So this is all about you. You get? And while you're talking about things you love to do, be mindful. Don't be such a me person. Don't be such an I person. What is an I person? Like an I person is somebody's like, every time you're talking to them, it's like, I went, I did, you get it? That's so boring. I think you're boastful, even if you're not talking about things which are not boastful. Yeah, like be mindful. Like say, let's say your favorite food are junk foods, right? And you say like, oh, you know what? I mean, today I'm like, I just like, okay, maybe you're going to have that for supper, and you're saying like, I'm cooking, or I'm going to order junk food, and because they are my favorite, and I feel this and this way, then he'll be like, oh, me, my favorite food is this and this, or maybe he would like initiate like a conversation with that. Ask him, like, tell him like, what is your favorite? And he'll tell you, and then you can say a way that you feel about his favorite food. Like, you know, start a conversation. And yeah, if he gets to know you better, maybe he'll get to know like, oh, yo, so this guy like has everything in common, like we have a lot in common, and you two might vibe. So he might ask you like, yeah, we should try the new restaurant over there. They serve the best this and this and this that you love, and yeah, that might be a date. You get? So like, yeah. I hope you get my point though. Yeah, I think like you should just talk, and I think this way is better, because while you're talking to him about what you love, and he'll tell you what he does, maybe, yeah, when he opens up, then you'll find if he's the perfect guy for you. You know, you both will say like, yeah, if this is a match, you get. I hope so. So tip number five is dropping hints, and I mean like clear hints. Like, you steer a conversation around dating and relationship. Talk about how you're single and what your plans are. You know, like, ask him what his ideal date is, mention places you think you both could love, and like make suggestions. Like, you know, you can tell him like, oh, it's just I'm single, like mention it. You know, there's this thing like you talk to a person and this assuming, like people are assuming things. Yeah, I found that like, you can be talking to somebody, like when you say like we're talking stage for a while, and that talking stage is not heading somewhere because you're not dropping hints that you want to be in a relationship with them. You know, when they tell you like what the ideal date is, like, oh yeah, me, I would love that too. Unaona, like unafanya things are being simple for the both of you. Yeah, then he'll know like, okay, yeah, he'll see like, okay, you're making things easy for him, and you're making things easy for yourself, because while you're doing all this before the main date, you guys are getting to be comfortable with each other. so like the main date won't be like a tussle and hassle. Remember those days? I'm telling you, my first date, I rehearsed, like I went to Google like how, what questions to ask, and I know it's kind of crazy, and I think like almost everybody has been through that. Like you don't know what to do on your first date. You don't know if he likes what you like. You get. So this, while you're doing these steps, it makes things more clear for you guys. So when you're meeting, it's just like, yeah, you all know I'm here for this and he's here for this, and everything is clear between you guys. So tip number 6 is like, you have to keep things flirty. You know, like a little seduction never hurts. You know, do you know, like, you can do all the above that I've told you, and then he'll just see this nice, caring friend. Or even a guy can do all that, all the above, and then a girl will just see a nice, caring friend. You want him to see you as a potential mate, and flirting is the way to spot that out. I'm telling you, like, it helps him see like potential sexual connection with you, and this will make him feel like you're down to things. It will make him feel like you're comfortable with him being around you. Like, guys are often, let me tell you something, like, guys are often nervous about making a mistake and misinterpret your warmth. Like, I find, like, you might be into a guy and you don't tell him for that long, like these situations. Then you do the all the above, you're caring and you ask him questions and stuff like that. So then he ends up like going on a date with someone else, or he ends up being in a relationship with someone else. Then you find the guy to tell him, like, you know, yeah, me, I thought this and this. Then he'll be like, I didn't want to misinterpret that. You know, guys are very nervous about these things, or at least the ones I know are very nervous about misinterpreting things. Like, hey, me, let me tell you the truth, the guys that I know are overthinkers, and they are like, I don't, most of the time I ask them, like, are you the girl here? Because I don't really understand the guys I know. They're like, they're so sensitive and they just want to get things right. So, like, tell him he looks nice, then be flirty, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can, when he talks to you, you can touch your hair, put your lip, like, it depends with how deep you want it to go, I guess. You can wear an outfit which is sexy, and you know you're looking good because you're confident, I told you, and you believe in yourself that you look amazing, and then you go to himself, and then you say, like, how do I look? Like, you, even if, like, let's say, even if he didn't have his mind on you, he'll have his mind on you now, because, like, you're telling him, you're staring his attention to see you. You get, you know, you look amazing. You really look amazing, effortlessly. Then you're like, how do I look? Then he'll be forced to see, to look, and he'll look, then he'll be like, oh, this girl that I think is a friend really looks sexy, you know. It's just like telling him, like, okay, there could be something more. Okay, I see you. Simple, right? Like, girl, just try, just seduce him, but don't look seductive. Like, seduce him on the low. Yeah. So this is the last tip, and it's the most important one, because I think when you get this, everything else will just come. Everything else will just flow. And trust me, this is it. This is the, I don't know, this is the cream to the cake. I saved best for last. So listen, if you want to get him to ask you out, like, you have to tap into his primal instincts. Like, guys always want to feel like they're the provider and protector. And
any girl who will listen to my podcast, to this episode, like, tell me if I'm right. They always want to feel like the provider and the protector, and they really want to feel like genuinely admired, like a hero. You know, heroes are the providers and they're the protectors of the city, and they're admired by everybody. And that's exactly how guys want to feel like they're superhuman. You know, like, this might be ridiculous because I know you're an independent woman who doesn't need a hero to save her, and I agree with you, like, totally. But the ironic truth is, men still need to feel like heroes. So, like, they are loved to be admired. This will, like, I don't want to shrub this word. Oh my god. So, I will say release. Because if I say this other word, I'll shrub. This will release, like, his protective instinct. And he'll have no choice but, like, to ask you out. Like, oh my god. Like, Ushiskia, I feel this shopping come. I mean, I'm feeling it, okay? Like, there's a scientific term. I won't say the other one. There's a scientific term for what I'm talking about. Like, for real. Like, I'm not about to make this a long ass topic. Because this can be a topic on its own. It can be a whole fucking episode on its own. Like, men wanting to feel like heroes. So I'm just going to give, like, 3 tips on that, okay? Like, 3 sub tips on, like, making him feel like a hero. Like, number one is, like, make him appreciated. Like, make him feel appreciated by, like, showing him how happy you are when you're with him. You know, yeah, it can be like a very simple text, like, I enjoyed talking to you. You know, they appreciate, like, they're like, okay, you appreciate my time, like, I enjoyed this and this, like, the show you recommended is amazing. You get, I'm telling you, you're pulling him closer and closer and closer to you. The more you appreciate these dudes, the more you show these dudes, like, yes, you're human beings, yes, you're supposed to be loved, yes. I am telling you, be no doubt, he'll ask you out, especially feeling appreciated. Just appreciate, like, if you know, like, anything that he likes to do or anything that he does, and he does it well, even if it's a small issue, just appreciate it. Like, thank you very much, you cooked, thank you, you helped. Okay, and about helping, men love to feel needed. They love to feel like without their presence, girl can do nothing. Okay, of course, we know that we can do everything. Yeah, we can. What a man can do, a man can do better. But, like, men love to feel needed. They love to feel, okay, even if you don't need him, like, just ask for help. Sometimes, let me tell you something, sometimes you don't even, like, have to ask for help, like, help, you know. They can be like, oh, the shelf, can you hand me that, you know. They're like, okay, she needs me. And they tell you, they will be like wanting to be close to you, because they'll have, you know, it's a primal instinct, I told you, they'll have that thing in their mind, like, if I go far, who will do this for her, you know, and they will want to protect that. So that will make them jealous when, like, when they go far and they find someone else doing it. Do you get, like, this is the whole thing, like, this is the whole thing, girls, this is the whole thing. I swear, like, just make him feel needed. And as I told you, like, it doesn't have to be help. And, okay, you might be like on a bus station. Like, I love calling my brother sometimes, and my friends, and yeah, anybody. that can listen to me. You were like, okay, I'm here in my bus station and I can't find the mats, like, and I'm running late. They'll be like, okay, she called me, she needs my help. Although there's no way he can help because he doesn't have a mat tattoo, he'll tell you, like, the most obvious thing that you know, call a Uber, call a cab. You knew. You would have done that. But the fact that you told him first, before you were doing it, it will make him feel like, okay, I am needed here. She needs me for this. And they will be like, ready for you anytime. They'll be like, she might need me. She might be, and you, they will be more attracted to you. I don't know how I can tell you this, because this works like magic. Then men love to feel respected. I think everybody loves to feel respected. There's nobody who loves disrespect among themselves. But men value a very respectful woman more. I'm not saying obedient. I'm not saying you obey him. There's a difference with obeying and respecting someone. Yeah? Get? Yeah. So, like, you can respect his space, respect his things. You get? But not obey. I'm not telling you to obey him. I hope you got it all, because this is everything. So, like, with all this, I see no reason for you, like, to be single, thinking about I'm lonely and it's Valentine's Day. Like, I want everybody to be hooked up with their lovers and stuff like that, and like, get your Valentine's date. And do let me know about your success stories, because there's no, like, this is a success. Like, they work, I'm telling you. And remember, like, they work on men and women too. Like, you can interchange it. If you're a man and you want a woman, yeah, interchange it. You can do this. Go get your person. So hit me up on IG and Facebook at Wangastan Podcast. And that's all I have for today. Bye. Have a blessed week.